My guest this morning is an Australian pioneer. She's an icon and a household name. At the ripe old age of 11, she decided she wanted to become a journalist. And in 1971, she was the founding editor of Clio magazine. In 1975, she became the youngest ever editor of what was at the time the highest circulating magazine per capita in the world. She's been awarded an OBE, an Order of Australia, and among a host of other awards, has twice been voted Australia's most admired woman. As part of the Muswellbrook Carnival of Cups, Ita Buttrose will be guest of honour at Ladies' Day on Monday at the Muswellbrook Race Club, and she joins me now. Ita, welcome to 2NM.
Lovely to be with you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Now, I'm guessing this probably isn't going to be your first trip to the Valley. What are your memories of the Valley?
Fine wine, I think. I spent a lot of time at some of the vineyards in the Hunter Valley. You know, I have a few friends down that way. I don't go there as often as I used to, but, you know, when I was younger, I spent a lot of time there. You used to be able to fly up for dinners and things like that, and we did, and we'd all fly back to Sydney and go to work the next day. How we ever did it, I do not know, because parties and celebrations in your neck of the woods are pretty renowned for their longevity.
Yes, they are. Now, you're coming up for a race meeting. You're no stranger to race meetings. In 1966, you won a racetrack fashion contest.
I did indeed, and I will be talking about that when I'm there at the races.
Now, what do you think it is about going to the races that makes it so special?
Look, it's a chance to dress up and, you know, put your hat on. And when you look at those amazing horses and they're trotting and, you know, they're strutting their stuff before they go out to race, you can see why people get so caught up in them, because they are really beautiful to watch and they are such champions. And you can always see them thinking it. I'm a champion. Watch me. So I'll be in fine racing form, because I'm actually going down to Melbourne for the Derby on the Saturday, and I get back from there on the Sunday, and then on the Monday I'm off to Muswellbrook to their race day.
Oh, you'll be carrying hat boxes all over the country then.
Well, I think my little Melbourne number might make a trip to Muswellbrook as well.
In your working life, you've shattered the glass ceiling. What advice would you give to working women in the 21st century?
To be aware that it's still there in some instances, and be prepared to fight your way through it. Don't be afraid to put your hand up and say, look, I'd like to be considered for that job. Women have a tendency not to push themselves forward. It's inherent in us. It's the way we're made. And I think they could learn a thing or two from men who are never shy at putting themselves forward. I think we could use some of that male assertiveness in pushing ourselves forward. But at the same token, I think men could look at women's team skills, which are very good. We're very good managers of people. And the feeling is that the reason we're good at that is because we have so much experience in managing families. So I think each of us could learn something from the other.
Now, you've always been at the cutting edge of business, and I noticed recently you've started tweeting. How are you finding the Twitter experience?
Well, it's very interesting, I must say, because it's such an enormous reach. I sent a couple out this morning about a concert that's being held in Sydney on Monday, from PJ Lane's doing a memory concert at the State Theatre in honour of his old man, Don Lane. Remember the great entertainer?
Oh, I remember Don, yes.
Yeah, well, PJ's dead ringer for his old man. He's very good. And, you know, I think I've got about 10,400 followers, and you think, gosh, that's quite incredible. And it is a very powerful medium, the social media, and I think anyone in business today really has to be involved in it. I mean, it's a very important marketing tool. My problem is that I sometimes forget. I think, you know, one of my friends will say, you haven't tweeted for a while, and I think, oh,
yeah, it's
God,
like that, isn't it?
No, right. But I don't tweet about inane I hope I don't tweet about inane things. You know, I don't say, look, I've just had a cup of coffee and walked the dog. I only tweet when I've got something that I think's worthwhile saying or passing on.